Podcasting from baseball heaven, St. Louis, Missouri, home to float trips, gooey butter cake, and the Gateway Arch. This is the Navigate the Rapids podcast, where you find out how to effectively run and market your business. And now, here's your host, Will Hanke.
All right, hello everybody. Welcome to Navigate the Rapids. Excited about today's show. I've got somebody that I've known for quite a while on the line, and Thad, you are with Sammy J. Balloon Creations. Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, Sammy J. Balloon Creations started 15 years ago as an idea. Not even an idea. I bought a book and a bag of balloons to be a cool uncle to one of my nephews. And okay. It started with a sword and a dog and a giraffe. And my three-year-old nephew was excited, but I was really enthralled by this art form of making balloons. So I started making more balloon animals and bigger and better things. And then I started working for tips, and then people started hiring me. And I learned very quickly that I'm doing something I love to do, and somebody wants to give me money for it. So that, I think that is a sign that you should be doing that for a living. So I started my own business, and from there it's just grown for 15 years now.
Wow, that's terrific. So give me the two-minute elevator pitch about your business.
Two-minute elevator pitch. Let's see. Hello, my name is Thad James. I own Sammy J. Balloon Creations. I'm an artist, entertainer, and decorator. I've been creating balloon sculptures and entertaining audiences for more than 15 years. Individuals, businesses, and associations hire me because they want a unique, fun, and creative experience for their celebrations. They do this to produce a memorable atmosphere for their guests and to enhance their occasions. They know that an amazing event will impress their customers and increase their sales and emphasize their brand. So I turn fun and creativity into unique customer experiences.
Wow, that was awesome. That sounded very much like Fred Miller.
Fred Miller, thank you. I come from the school of Fred Miller. He is a genius, and I have no problem crediting him with kickstarting my elevator speech.
That's awesome. That was terrific. So your biggest, who's your biggest customer? Is it birthday parties or is it corporate type events?
It used to be birthday parties, but I've really grown into the corporate market. So most of my stuff is corporate based, either company picnics, receptions, employee appreciation events with their families, grand openings, things such as that. It's really grown into more of a larger market for me. I still do my fair share of birthday parties, but I found the corporate market is really underserved. So I'm able to both do entertainment for the families and do balloon decorations for the event itself.
Interesting. Okay. And how do you typically get referrals for the corporate type of stuff, especially?
A lot of it is word of mouth, which is really nice, but I've really strengthened my networking, my marketing through associations, social media and websites. Search engine optimization has been a huge thing for me because I found that that's a way that people find vendors a lot of times. If they don't know somebody right off the bat, they'll start searching and they go to the Google and they say, hey, Google, find me somebody that does this. And if you are found by Google, you are found by your clients. I do a lot of tracking with that stuff. And I think it's very important to understand where your business is coming from, especially new business, so that you can emphasize that's where your investment should be in both time, effort, and money.
Right. So you've built special pages on your site specifically to target corporate type events, I would assume.
Yes. Okay. And I gear marketing with their kind of keywords into focusing on those pages of the website. I mean, the website's certainly open to everybody, but I'm gearing toward people towards the pages on my website that will attract them the most.
Okay. And who's usually at a corporate place, who's usually the one actually doing the order? You know, I'm sure it's not the CEO that's calling.
No, yeah, it's not the CEO. I'm not concerned with them. I'm concerned with the person who's the event planner. And their title is generally not event planner. Their title may be human resources. Their title may be the boss's administrative assistant. It's whoever gets the call to say, hey, we're throwing a X event, put it together. And that person then starts to plan. It's easier to get hold of the professional event planning companies because they're listed as event planning companies. I hook up with them on LinkedIn. I join their groups and join their discussions and provide a vendor's insight into what they're doing. So they're a lot easier to network with and work with. It's the event planner that's not an event planner that you really got to seek out.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. So what has been your biggest challenge when it comes to landing those sort of events?
Getting the event planners out of the mindset that balloons are just for kids' parties. It's a natural thought to say, oh, you're a balloon guy. You must do kids' birthday parties. And while that's true, I do birthday parties. Balloons are a lot more than just the balloon dog and the balloon giraffe. I've decorated black tie affairs. I've decorated for high-end fundraisers, corporate picnics. The whole realm of what I can do is something that is my job to inform and educate potential clients about. And that's one of the biggest challenges, is to get people's mindset out of the kid's birthday party mode into the, this can be for an elegant event. It can be for a wedding reception. It can fit into a lot of different modes that I can provide.
So, Dad, tell me a little bit more about the corporate events and how that differs from what you do at an average birthday party.
Well, the corporate events allow me to do some more sophisticated balloons and more complicated sculptures, but it also allows me to promote the event and to promote the sponsor. If we're having a grand opening at a grocery store, then I get to promote the grocery store and the products. And I feel that I'm an extension of the sales and marketing for that event, whether it's a carnival or a festival or a grand opening or customer appreciation. My job is to help promote that event because I'm there as a mouthpiece for the client. So I really get to promote the event and help out in that way, as well as entertaining the clients and the customers that are there for the event. I get to really help the promotion of the event. So I get to talk about what else is going on with the event and have you been to this and have you been to that. And while most of my customers I'm making balloons for are children, usually their parents are there. And their parents are usually the customers of the event. So I get to talk about that to the parents through the entertainment of the children. So that really helps out the clients quite a bit. At a corporate event where it's a reception or an employee appreciation, where maybe more adults at the event, I still get to promote the event, but I get to talk to them like they're grown-ups. That really helps out with the event and making people feel at ease and comfortable. And it's usually a fun event. With a fun atmosphere. So I get to go around and telling jokes and entertaining the people. And then they get to realize that balloons aren't just for kids. It's not just dogs and swords for five-year-olds, that this is something that can be entertaining for grown-ups and that can really help with the branding of the event.
Okay, so when you're hired to do some sort of a corporate event, I'm assuming they give you their branding colors, and they say, you know, we would like this. Do you have like a catalog or something? Because I know I've seen you do like giant arches and walkways and all, you know, how does that conversation happen?
Well, it starts with a theme and an idea. And if the client has any suggestions or thoughts about what they might want, then it also goes into the size of the room, the type of event that it is. And yes, the color scheme is very important because they're promoting their corporate colors. We can certainly go with those. But if they're promoting more of a black tie event, then we go with more classical colorations for their event, if it's an evening event or a picnic or whatever that is. As far as my catalog, it's kind of funny. People ask me, are there samples of this on your website? And it's like, a lot of times there aren't, because a lot of times I'm coming up with new ideas for their event that haven't been done before. Okay. So I don't have necessarily pictures of that. The biggest change in the recent few years that happens now is that people come to you with ideas from Pinterest or Google searches. The internet has become everyone's palette. And they go on the internet and they type in balloon decorations or balloon ideas for their event. And they come to me with actual pictures. And that really helps the conversation because I can say, well, this would be a great idea for your event, but it wouldn't fit in the space you're looking for. We would change it this way or that way, but that way that have a visual of some sort of concept of what they're getting.
Okay, very interesting.
That helps a lot of people a lot.
That's pretty interesting that Pinterest is kind of influencing your business.
It's huge. And what's really nice is that a lot of times I can actually contact the artist that created that if I need any technical help with the design or the building of it. Having been doing this for almost 16 years, it helps that I know a lot of people in the industry and I can get hold of them. Even if I've never met them, we're in kinship because we're both doing balloons, that we can have a conversation like that.
Okay. All right. So tell me about the biggest marketing coup that you had that worked really well for your business.
It would have to be the balloon garden. I built a balloon garden for the St. Louis Home and Garden Show. And they came to me with an idea about making large flower bouquets for the convention. And I turned that around on them and said, let me make a landscape out of balloons.
Oh, very nice.
We'll walk through that would allow people to see the balloons, but it would be a landscape like all the other landscapes are. Right. And it took us 4.5 days. I had a partner with the building, and it's something that people still talk about. It's a huge, huge thing. We actually did it 2 years in a row. It's the first time the Home and Garden Show ever did a feature presentation for 2 years. We had such a great turnout for it. But people are still talking about that, and that was 7-8 years ago. And it really expanded people's imaginations about what balloons could be.
Yeah.
So that was really huge.
So do you take something like that in any of these other events? Do you take pictures at those events and put them out on your social networks?
Oh, yes. Yeah. The imaging of your work, as far as an artist goes, is huge. It's the best way to show people. And because all social media and the internet is very visual driven, whether it's pictures or video, that plays right into what I'm doing. So my pictures are out there, certainly on my website. I've got several portfolios on different websites. And all the social media streams, I push out visuals. Every posting has to have a visual with it. People will not click on text only. And that's just been shown by, if you look at all the analytics of what people look at on any stream, if there's not some picture or visual, video, whatever with it, they won't get the message.
Right.
So that's very huge for me. And I constantly go through my thousands of pictures to post on the different social media sites.
Yeah, so I can see how people could follow you on Facebook, for example, and maybe they don't need anything from you, but they watch, you know, it's not like it's insulting or offensive or anything, that your pictures of your various things are going by. And then when they suddenly need you, you know, they're like, oh, can you do that, you know, the Uncle Sam that you did back in July? And, you know, I could see how that could still resonate in their mind months or years later.
It does, and it works very well like that. And I think it's one of the biggest marketing things for any company is the I've heard it referred to as drip marketing or stay in front of their face marketing, whatever. It's a way of putting out content there that's interesting to people, and that will keep you in their mind. So when they have that opportunity to purchase from you, you are who they think of. And
right.
I personally believe that is true for not only my visual business, but for, I don't care if you're an attorney or if you're accounting or plumbing or most businesses are event driven, and some sort of event has to happen in the consumer's mind or life for their need to come up.
Right.
Short of grocery shopping, which we do every week, something happens and you need a blank. And that customer needs to think of somebody to fill in that blank. And if you've been in front of them building a relationship, even if it's a Facebook relationship where they're just looking at your pictures and reading your texts that go by, that's still a relationship. And they will have you in their mind more so than somebody who's not in front of them.
Yeah, very good. So let's switch the tables now and talk about what – sort of marketing event that you did that just bombed.
wow. I did. I've done several things that have bombed badly. because I do challenge myself to come up with new ways to get in front of people. There are a lot of times where I have done events, and a lot of times it'll be trade shows or places where I set up a table with some sculptures on them and I offer to make balloons for the people that come by. I did a health fair once, and it was a family-oriented health fair. And there'll be lots of families there, and they'll come by, and they'll, you know, they'll be sitting there. And when I arrived, it wasn't a family-oriented health fair. It was a geriatric health fair.
Oh, great.
And the people that showed up were the basic age was over 75. And they not only had no need for balloons, they were not interested in that. They wanted to get their free cholesterol check, their free blood pressure check, and go for the free cake and cookies. And I stood there for 2 hours doing absolutely nothing. No cards, no balloons. I made maybe a couple of balloons for some grandchildren that weren't even there. And these people are not the type of people that will hire me. Now, their retirement home that they live at will hire me to come in and entertain them, and they'll enjoy it, but they weren't there for that. So that kind of situation kind of falls to me. I need to do more. I needed to investigate more what the event was about. Just because it was sold to me as a family event that I would do well at, I needed to look into it a lot more and see what's really going on at this event, and will the marketing will it help me? And it didn't. It was terrible.
That's a good point. We this past week was the St. Louis Small Business Expo. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that at those kind of events, it seems like there's a lot of vendors that aren't there the second or third year in a row. You know, and it just makes me wonder, was it not their demographic? You know, was it, it wasn't because of a poor audience show. You know, there's a decent amount of people flowing through. So, you know, just like you said, I think it's just lack of research on their end.
Well, lack of research and lack of preparedness. If you walk through that show, and I've done it several years. I had to miss this year, but I have done it several years. And you walk around, and you'll see people at a table sitting, not engaging people that are walking by, and they've got their pamphlets and their business cards up there, and all their marketing stuff that they've been told to put out, keychains and stuff, which is very important, but they'll just sit there and watch people walk by. And you've got other people that are coming there and saying, hey, hi, how are you doing? How's it going? Oh, who are you with? And they'll engage you as you pass by. Well, that'll start a conversation. And I think that's just as important when you're working a trade show. I know that anytime I'm at a table, if I don't have people in front of me that I'm engaging making balloons for, I'll grab people. I'll ask them. I'll stop them and say, hey, let's get a balloon for you or for your kid or for your girlfriend or boyfriend. And I think that's a huge part of anytime you're doing trade show marketing. You really need to know your audience. You need to know who's going to be there, the attendees, the other exhibitors, and what's your plan to engage people and to capture leads. That's very important. That's why you're there. You don't sell at a trade show. You market.
What do you do to collect leads at a trade show?
What do I do? I often do giveaways. Giveaways are huge, and I give away big balloon sculptures. Everyone wants to win a big balloon sculpture. And I'll also have a card drop, a fishbowl, and I'll say drop your card or fill in a little form, have a little form there so people that don't have business cards, you know, if you're at a business trade show, shame on you for not having business cards. But sometimes there are trade shows that's the general public, and you have them fill in, and you give away the winner. You give away the winners, and the people that doing the trade show will announce those things over the loudspeakers. You know, Bill Smith, you've won at booth 47 for Sammy J Balloon Creations. Go pick up your prize. And that's huge. That's huge, and it's a great way to get leads. It's a great way to get your name out there, and somebody's won something from you, so they're going to talk about it for the next week. I don't care if they've won a candy bar or a new car. They're going to talk about winning something at the trade show. So it's good for the trade show, and it's good for the exhibitor.
And in your case, they're probably going to take pictures of it, put it out on their social networks.
Yes. That's a big thing.
That's pretty cool.
Certainly promote that.
Yeah. So here's my favorite question of all my questions. If money were no object, what would be the craziest marketing-related thing you would do?
I would attempt to build a very, very, very large balloon installation.
Okay.
It's something that anytime I do anything large, I get a huge positive response from. And you can get the press involved, you get media involved, you get people walking by watching you build this thing. I've done large sculptures and large installations in the past, but somebody has to write the check for that. Somebody has to sponsor that and pay for it. So if money were no object, I would go about building something huge. And I've got dozens of ideas of different themes that I could come up with. But for some reason, somebody's not hiring it for that. So it's, it's fun to do, but it's something that, if money were no object, I would build a huge balloon installation. I get lots of people involved with it, and invite the public to watch it and then tour it afterward.
And what do you mean by huge? Do you mean as big as a house?
Let's see. My balloon garden was 7,000 to 8,000 balloons. When I talk huge, I'm talking 40, 50, 60,000 balloons. But 10, 20,000 square feet of space.
Wow.
And I'm talking something that would take, 6, 7, 8 days to build. When I say huge, I want it to be huge. I want it to be mammoth.
So how do you do something like that and make it interactive?
One of the ways you can get community groups to help build and construct it.
Okay.
And you can teach people how to inflate balloons and tie balloons for different sculptures. Not everything is a skilled job. You can have people come in and help build part of it. So that gets community involvement in it. You can invite people to come by and watch the construction of it and then invite them back for the final process. So that's a double visit for people.
Nice.
At the end of the event, you can auction off certain sculpture pieces for charity. Auction these pieces off, people buy them, they get to take the balloon sculpture home, and the money goes to charity. So then you can promote yourself as a charitable situation. So people want to get involved that way by buying these balloon sculptures that they've been able to see constructed and walked through. And you get good community interest because the money's going to charity. And the charity will certainly help you promote that kind of thing. So that's a great way to get interest involved with it. And it's, as far as a marketing campaign, you can't beat it because everyone's talking about you.
I love it. So you can kind of hit it on all ends. I suppose you could even hand out little pins and have somebody pay you to pop all the balloons at the end, right?
Oh, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
There's probably some dangerous things related to that, but
there might be some liability issues, but we'll let the lawyers figure that out.
Yeah, I'd come down and do that. I'd sit there and pop balloons for a little. That'd be fun for a while. I guess for a little while until you get tired.
For a little while, yes. Yeah.
So tell me how people can get a hold of you. What's the best way?
Best way is go to my website, sammyjballoons.com. There you can see the stuff. Look at some of the pictures, see the packages. I've got lots of videos on there about different programs that I've done, different installations I've done. There's a video of me actually performing at the Magic House so that people can see what I do when I'm actually entertaining. And you can also send me a message on there and ask about availability for your event, and we can talk about ideas. I'm available on all the social media platforms, Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest and Instagram and just about all of them, because it's everyone has a favorite, so you can go out and find me on that. I'm also on all the review sites. I think that's very important too. The Yelp, the Google Maps, gosh, there's dozens of them. Angie's List, all of them. You need to be on all of them because you don't know where people are going to look for you.
Okay. And what is your typical service area?
Typically, it's the greater St. Louis area, from west to St. Charles, east to to Illinois, south to, I've been to Springfield, Missouri, down to Crystal City a lot, north to north, I don't know how far north I've gone, almost Iowa. I have traveled all over the country to do this, but my main area is the greater St. Louis area.
Okay, but you are willing to go nationwide?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've been to Chicago and Texas and New York and California for different projects. So,
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is your Facebook page? Is it Facebook / Sammy J.
Sammy J. Balloons.
Okay. Yep. Same thing on Twitter.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I learned from a very, very smart woman who's very savvy in social media to try and keep those as similar as possible so people can find you the same way.
Right. Yeah. That's a very smart thing. So
yeah, she's a smart woman.
Well, listen, Dan, I appreciate you jumping on today and excited about all the different things that you've shared with us and pretty unique industry you're in.
Well, Will, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.